seems like the Lord has been really talking to my heart about that, and I guess the longer you go along in life, you realize that it's really true. And I really am thankful for the good choices we've made in our life, and I'm so thankful for all the good choices you've made in your life, and I know that that's blessed you where you're at tonight. So I thank the Lord for that. The song, I believe it's 383, I'll just read some of these words. We reap what we sow. And then there's another one in the blue book. I'm sorry, that's not the right. It's 393. If we shall scatter tares in the fallow, how shall we hope that they shall not grow? We cannot gather wheat for the garner if only useless weeds we shall sow. Should we be sowing briars and thistles, where would the grain and flowers find room? If we are sowing hatred and malice, we cannot pluck affection's sweet bloom. As is the sowing, so is the reaping. Sinner, the seed you carelessly cast, bringeth a harvest bitter with anguish. Sure will thy reaping be at the last. Gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness, yield a rich fruitage never to cease. Sowing in meekness unto the Spirit bringeth eternal blessings and peace. Soon you shall gather what you now scatter unto your life. Give diligent heed. What we are sowing surely is growing. That which we reap shall be as the seed. And I know, you know, I'm not this verse about, it's not particular to sinners tonight, it's to the saints, but it is true that sinners will reap hell if they don't get saved. They're going to have that kind of reward. But gentleness, kindness, purity, trueness yield a rich fruitage. I thank the Lord for the seed. There's another song that talks about receiving the gospel seed. It'll prepare your soul for heaven if you will its counsel heed. I was just thinking about the gospel seed that came into our lives. Different ages here, I'm sure, that you were saved. But the gospel seed took root in your heart. And that gospel seed caused you to reap life everlasting if you stay saved. And we plan on doing that. But anyway, we want to start reading Galatians and the 6th chapter, it says, 7th verse, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. You know, we really believe, not because it's the message I'm preaching tonight, but it's one of the most important messages you'll ever hear outside of salvation, that you will reap what you sow. And it's so serious to all of us, to myself. And I tremble when I read that because I realize there's so many choices in life and there's so many things that can get us off track and there's surprises that come up in our life that we didn't even know would even happen. And there's so many things that we can make a choice and realize that God doesn't want us to do that. And I'm not talking about sin, but just got to be very careful. Because it says, you reap what you sow. And it's really, really is true. And sometimes it takes years to reap it. Sometimes it takes a long time. But it comes up and something will happen and you realize, that's why I reap that. Or else you can look at some good things in your life and think, well, that's why I got that blessing, you know. Because you put in that seed and you receive the reward of it. And it's the same with us being saved tonight. You know, we're on a journey and we're pilgrims. And there's many things that come up in our lives. And there's many things that's going to come that we have no control over. And heartaches and troubles and trials that we just can't even, we didn't even expect it to happen. We didn't have anything to do with it. It just happened. And we had to deal with it. But you know, saints, it's how we react. If we let the gospel seed continue in our heart of forgiveness, of mercy, of love, of understanding, of humbling down to God and say, Lord, put the seed of righteousness in my life. here. Help me to react the way you want me to. You know, we can't none of us be like Jesus except for Jesus helping us. You know, we're just automatically not the sweetest that God wants us to be ever. He wants us to be sweeter. It seemed like I was just thinking about earlier some different things. I thought, you know, everybody wants to be happy, but how happy are we? You know, it just seems like, you know, everybody wants a happy life. If I could ask y'all here, besides being saved and going to heaven, what do you want in this life? It's not so much the material things, because really they don't bring the happiness you're really searching for. They're just stuff. And the older you get, you realize you don't even want as much stuff. You want to get rid of it. Why is it? Because your hope is in heaven. And you realize that didn't really bring your happiness is with Jesus. So all of us wants to be happy. How are we going to get that happiness we want? It's sowing the seed of happiness. You want happiness in your home? You sow the seed of happiness. You want love? You want love? You give it. You want sweetness? You want people to treat you sweet? Then be a sweeter person. You know, it seems like everyone, they want it, but they don't know how to get it sometimes. We have to start here with each one of us. Each one of us has to, Lord, help me to be what you want me to be. And it seems like the Lord's been talking. It says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. He that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. We think about the people in the world that's sowing to the flesh. That's all they do is live after what this flesh, what pitiful flesh, can get them. Not that I'm saying, you know, God made us a wonderful body, gave us a wonderful, I thank him and praise him for that. What I'm talking about is the lust of the flesh, the pitiful lust of the flesh that they're giving themselves over is like animal natures and just corruptness and drugs and alcohol and then they just reap all this awful stuff and their health, they lose their health and they lose their marriages and all this trouble comes from reaping what they're sowing. They're just sowing these things and they reap corruption. And then they'll reap hell everlasting if they don't get saved and get out of that. So those of us that have learned to sow after the Spirit, if you sow to the Spirit, you'll reap life everlasting. Isn't that wonderful that we have life everlasting? We have that hope. And because we sow to the Spirit, we sow to the Spirit and we reap it. We reap it. And not only do we reap life everlasting in the future, we reap some things here. We reap a wonderful family, a wonderful husband, a wonderful wife, a wonderful children, grandchildren that are saved. And we reap those relationships with them and all the blessings that if you didn't get saved, you wouldn't have had those things. And many times saints reap health because they deny themselves. They're not on medications. They don't take drugs, of course, and they don't do these things. And so they're healthier people. They're not smoking. They're not drinking. So lots of times, you know, we reap health for being saved and sowing to the Spirit. And there's so many things that we reap because of our choices. And the scripture here says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Many times we have things that come up where we can do good to those of the household of faith. Sow that seed. It said, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Seem like the Lord has gave me the challenge ever since I've been saved that, you know, you need, it's wonderful that you're saved, but your message to the saints is keep saved. That's been my burden is more toward the saints that keep salvation, keep going on, keep pressing on because, you know, it's a good thing to get saved. But if you don't stay saved to the very end that you draw your breath, you can miss heaven. You will miss heaven if you don't stay saved. Though you could be saved many, many years, and something could come up in your life and cause you to get discouraged, and you could go the other way and sow to the flesh and do something you shouldn't do and backslide. You know, we don't believe that once saved, always saved, unless you stay saved with God. You can't just live any way you want and stay saved. You got to keep pressing on. You got to go to the very end of this. And none of us know what's going to come up in our life. None of us know the trials that's going to come. And you say, well, then it's hard to be happy. But you know, the Lord wants us to be happy. And you know, I was thinking, we're on this journey. We got to live this life. You know, we can't get out of it. We're in our bodies. We got to live this life. So let us be as happy as we can. Why not be a little happy? Why not be joyful? Why not make others happy? You know what? Do all we can and spread the gospel seed and spread good news. So it says here, I'm going to go back to Genesis a little bit in the first chapter, how that God, just a little bit here in the 11th verse, it says, God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth, and it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. You know, you can take an apple, cut it open and see all those seeds. You know, just the seed is in itself to make more apples. You know, it's just wonderful. We're going into springtime. We're going in time where, you know, lots of times I have the magazines I have is more like on gardens, and even though I don't even do a lot of gardens, I've never even had a big garden, but I like to look at it. I like to look at the flowers. I do have plant flowers, and I do that, and I like things like that. I like pretty things, and I like to see what people do and how they make beautiful gardens, how they make beautiful flower gardens, and the work that they put into these things, and my, they're so beautiful, and we see they're so beautiful. They, oh, I wish I had a beautiful flower garden like that. But it takes a lot of work. These people are devoted. I mean, as soon as they come home for their job, they're out in their garden for hours and working. And I was reading one time about this lady that she got sick and was in the hospital. And she said her friends came in there and said, we know how you love your garden. And every day we will go to that garden and we'll pull weeds out of that garden for you. And we'll make sure your garden is still beautiful when you get out of the hospital. She said she started crying. She was so happy because that garden was her heart. That meant so much to her. But you know, this is what we like. We like to reap the benefits, but sometimes we don't put the work into it. We don't put the seed in it. And you know, it's just about time for us to have flowers. And it's about time for us to, and maybe we haven't planted any. Maybe we didn't plant any tulip bulbs. You know what's going to happen? We're not going to have any, are we? Because we didn't sow those tulip bulbs. I remember one year that I did, and I planted some tulip bulbs, and it was so nice to wait and watch. And when those tulips started coming up, how much I enjoyed them. But now if I want tulips, you know, I don't have any bulbs left. I'm going to have to go down and get me some and plants. I don't know. I don't think I have any left. But you know, what I'm trying to get to is we got to sow if we want to reap some good things. You know, so many times people think that I want things to be better. Then do something about it. Start with yourself. You know, start with, I can do something better. I can sow better seed here. I can be sweeter. I can be kinder. I can be more loving. I can do what God wants me to do. I was thinking about how God shows us in nature, how this is what he was saying. I said it is good. I'm getting ready to make man, but before I make man, I'm providing for man here. I'm getting his food ready. I'm getting his fruits and vegetables ready. I'm getting everything ready for him. So when he comes, he'll have it. Isn't God good? God is making everything ready. He's a thoughtful God, like we heard earlier. He's a loving God. But at the same time, people will reap bad if they sow bad. And there's just no way around it. saint and sinner, if we make wrong decisions, I'm not talking about hell, but you will suffer for it. If you make wrong financial decisions, you will suffer for it. You will. If you make right decisions, you will get blessed by it. But God says it, and it's true. We will reap what we sow. And dear God, help us. It says here, the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after its kind. And God saw that it was good. You know, we've got some seeds within ourselves. And it is the fruit of the Spirit. When you have the Spirit, you have the fruit to work with. You believe that? If you have the true Spirit of God and you are sanctified with the Holy Spirit, you already have the fruits to work with. All you need to do is ask the Lord to help you with that fruit to grow and get better at it. And don't yield to anything contrary to that. And if you ever do, ask the Lord to forgive you. If you have to say something you shouldn't say, ask the Lord to forgive you and go back to being what the Lord wants you to be. You know, it says here, the fruit of the Spirit is love. And we just had Valentine's Day, but we all like love. We all want love. But we got to start with ourselves giving love. We've got to give love. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, everybody wants love. Everybody wants to feel loved. But we got to give it. You can't be loved and lovable if you don't give love and you're lovable. Not always can you be loved like you want to be loved. But when you give the love that God wants you to give, you'll get beloved. And, you know, it's that the fruit of the Spirit is love. Love to God and love to others. That is how you recognize the fruit of the Spirit. If someone is showing hate and malice, the song we just read to you, how shall you pluck affection's sweet bloom? You can't do it. It doesn't work that way. If you want it, you got to give. You got to sow it. And I like I said, I like to have a beautiful flower garden, but I know I'm going to have to get out there and work for it. Am I going to have the time to do it? If it means enough to me, I'll make the time to do it, won't I? Whatever we really, really want, and I'm talking about this not wrong, if we really want to go after it, we can get, most of the time we can get it. But lots of times people sit back and admire somebody else's and think, oh, I wish I had that. Well, did you work for it? Did you put the seed? Did you try? Or are you just wishing you'd have it and you don't do anything about it? We got to do something, Lord help us. We got to plant the seed. The fruit of the Spirit is love and joy. Well, I don't feel joyful sometimes. Everybody has that problem. I think everybody has that problem sometimes. They say, well, you know, most time we'll say Brother Humphrey's always smiling. He seems so happy. But, you know, everybody has problems sometimes. They don't feel real joyful. But you got to just rebuke the enemy and be joyful. You got to be joyful. Be full of joy. We sing a song, Everlasting Joy. My heart no trouble knows. Well, that's really not true in a way, but in a way it can be in Jesus. We can live above it somehow. The Lord can help us to rise above it. We got to do it. We have to do it. The Lord wants us to do it. He can help us to have joy. He can help us joy. Peace. We can have peace. Peace within our soul and peace with one another. Peace with everything. Just peace. I love peace. Have you ever heard that little children's song? Oh, they're so beautiful. I need to get my... We got an old record player. You know, records are out now. That's outdated. But we saved this when we first got married. We got this old record player. And we need to get that record out because it's the fruits of the Spirit. And it's the little children singing it, and I've shared it with the children's meeting before, but gentleness is like gentle breeze flowing in the trees. That's God showing me what gentleness is. I know, it's just so sweet. And, you know, like, this is how God shows me the fruits of the Spirit, is gentleness, his wind, the wind blowing through the trees. That shows me the corn growing. You know, I wasn't born on a farm, and I if there's some farmers here, you can help me out if you want to. But I'm telling you, I wasn't born on a farm, and I don't know a lot about it. But I tell you one thing, I love looking at the harvest before they're harvesting, and all the rows and rows of corn or the wheat, the beautiful wheat fields, and we're driving and taking rides. We like it that. We love to enjoy that, seeing that, because that's the seed that was sowed. But you know, the farmers had to be out there with their tractors and hoeing and sowing and working in that to get that harvest, didn't they? And you know, we're enjoying seeing it. But there was some seed sown. There was some work behind that. It didn't just appear there. The farmer, you know, when you see all that, it just didn't appear there. Somebody worked hard. And I've read about farmers. I've been reading about Amish people. And I just got kind of curious because on a trip we went on, we saw some Amish people. And you know, and they dress, you know, real plain and everything. So I thought, well, I'll just kind of look up and investigate just kind of some things about their life, you know. But it's, you know, they get up early and they work hard and they have these farms, you know. But, you know, it's all about work. It's all about sowing. It's all about doing it. And then they reap this harvest, you know, and it's just amazing. But, you know, dear ones, we can sow. We can sow spiritual things. It's mostly what I'm talking about. But I'm trying to by God's help, show us that God shows us things in nature and trying to teach us that it's the same way in our life. That if we sow good, we'll reap good. We'll reap a good harvest. If we sow bad, we'll reap a bad harvest. You can't give up. You got to keep trying. You got to keep fighting. And I don't mean carnal fighting. I mean fighting a good fight of faith. You got to keep trying. Keep going on. You've got to make yourself do it. And sometimes it's very, very hard. But you know it's the right thing to do. And you just keep trying anyway. And you keep pressing anyway. I imagine sometimes those farmers get tired of getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Or, you know, or 6 o'clock. Whenever they get up, maybe they got to bed a little later. Maybe they're too tired to get up. I mean, that's an early time to get up and start working hard. But they know they got to do it if they want a good harvest. And there's some things in our life that we know we have got to do. We've got to resist, and we've got to plant some good seeds if we're going to get what we're going to get out of Christian life, what we want. We've got to do it. We've got to keep trying hard. And by God's grace, and we can be more joyful. We can be more happy. We can be more an overcomer. We can be everything God wants us to be. We just have to keep trying. Keep pressing on. And it says here, oh, I thank the Lord. Meekness, gentleness, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, or I would say there is no boundary. You might say no law or is a limit. There's no limit. There's no limit to how much you can be loving or godly or gentle or good. There's no boundary there. There's no law. There's no law to stop it. Oh, praise God. We can be what everything that the Lord wants us to be. You know, that's true, isn't it? We can learn. We can learn from everything the Lord wants us to be. I want to read a little bit here. I felt led to read this. 1 Corinthians 9 and 7 through 11. It's talking about the ministry, but it says here, for it is written in the law of Moses, this is the ninth verse of the ninth chapter, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out the corn. Doth God take care of oxen, or saith he it all together for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and that he that thresheth in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? In other words, if a minister, and, you know, is sowing to you spiritual things, and they're giving their life for the gospel, and they're trying to teach you spiritual things to help you get to heaven, and should they not reap what it means here by care and of you supporting them and taking care of them? Yes. And God teaches that. God teaches that you should support the ministry and you should help them, those that need it. And that God will bless you for it. Because if they're sowing gospel seeds, then they should reap a benefit and a blessing from that. We appreciate the different ones. I think God looks at that. I think God really looks at that. I really do. I think that sometimes we may overlook some people. I was thinking among us, some people that maybe don't come around a lot, but they're poor, needy, that we need to remember them. And I'm not going to name any names, but we need to think about that. That do we really have a care and concern? They have given their lives. They've tried to get that gospel seed out. We should respect that and care for that. And we should not backbite and talk about the ministry. We need to be very careful how we do. The Lord wants us to love and be joyful. Okay, we want to turn to Matthew. The Lord wants us to sow good seed. And we want to read in the 10th chapter, in the 12th verse, it says, sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Sow to yourselves righteousness. Lord, do you ever go to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to be more righteous? Or do we think that we're just righteous enough? Well, I think the Lord wants us to say, Lord, I want to sow seed in me, Lord. Sow righteousness in me. Sow to yourselves righteousness. Work on it. Ask the Lord to help you. Sow to yourselves righteousness and you will reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground. It is time to seek the Lord till he come and rain righteousness upon you. You know, do you want the Lord to rain righteousness upon you? Then sow to yourselves that. And then it's talking about wickedness or people that are not saved. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity. You know, people that have plowed wickedness in their life, all they get is reap iniquity. It's so sad. You see it all around you. You hear of it. It's horrible. The world, people that are not saved, all they're doing is reaping iniquity. Reaping horrible because they gave a horrible seed in their life. They let the devil take a hold of them and they're just reaping iniquity. But see, this should just help us even more to go keep on the narrow road, because we realize if we sow spiritual, we're going to reap a blessing. And the Lord can help us. Mark 4, we'd like to read a little bit there. May the Lord help us to sow righteousness in our life and holiness and godliness and keep going forward. Mark 4 and 14 says, the sower soweth the word, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure for a time afterward. When affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns. such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. All these things are bad, aren't they? The word's going, and the word's trying to help people, the seed, the gospel seed's trying, but it's not taking root because of all these things. And the only good is in those that are, which are sown on good ground, such as hear the word of God, hear the word, receive it, and they bring forth fruit. So if you see the fruit of the Spirit working in people's lives, you know somewhere, somehow, the seed of God's word has took root there. And that's how they can produce the right spirit. Otherwise, we could do it. We could not have the fruit of the Spirit without the gospel seed taking root in our heart. Come, Lord Jesus, into my heart. Come, Lord, and take root. Send your gospel seed on any line, Lord, and I will receive that. Now, what this message will mean to you tonight will be whatever you take from it. It's the word of God. It's what we take it, including me, what I get out of this. Lord, what are you trying to say to us? We reap what we sow. Lord, help me. I want to reap goodness. I want to reap happiness. I want to reap blessings as I pass through this life. While I live here, Lord, I want to be happy. I want to be healthy. And that's a whole nother subject. But, you know, dear ones, we've got to put the right things in our bodies. We've got to try. There's so many things we can choose to eat and drink and all this. But the Lord wants us to weigh our choices and try our best to eat healthy and be what? You say, oh, that's not going to do much good. Yes, it does. It does do good. It does do good. People make fun of people like that sometimes. Well, yeah, you could be overboard. You could be so overboard that when it comes Thanksgiving, you won't eat no chocolate pie or something. I'm not talking about that. There's times you can indulge a little, but you know, we're going to have to daily think about what we're feeding on and drinking on to be healthy. Put the right things, put the right seeds in there. It'll produce. You will reap what you sow. People say you are what you eat. Where did they get that from? Oh, God, help us. Do you think I'm being overboard on that? Lord, help. I don't think so. I think the Lord wants us to be careful because we want to be healthy. We don't want to go through this life being sick. You know, we can still go through the same life, but we'd just be sick and can't, you know, that wouldn't be too much fun. But the Lord wants to bless us. He wants to help us. You know, it says here, let the gospel be sown on good ground. Hear the word, receive the word, and do something. Bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. You know what? We can take one thing out of this. We could say, Lord, I see in the fruits of the Spirit that I want to be more long-suffering. Let's say that. And we could work on that till we bring more to perfection. Or we could say, Lord, I want to be more gentle. Or I want to have more love. Whatever we want, whatever we think we need. And the Lord can help us to bring more fruit in that area. You believe that? Thank the Lord. Oh, dear God. You might say, well, we don't want to discourage. We don't want to be discouraging. We want to be encouraging. We know we all need the Lord to help us. Matthew 7 and 17 says here, even so every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. It is impossible for a good tree to bring forth bad fruit. That's right. If you're a good tree, if you're a Christian, you're going to bring forth good fruit. It's just going to be the seed that's in you. It's going to come out that way. But it doesn't mean you won't make mistakes. It doesn't mean that you can't grow and be better. But your whole general life speaking, you're going to bring some good fruit. And it said, a good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Now that's what the Bible says. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, or I might say, cannot sin. I don't think that'd be wrong to say that. People that teach sin, you can sin and still be saved, it's not correct. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit. Can't do it. If you're really saved and you have Jesus in you and you have the sweet Holy Spirit, you're not going to be evil. You don't have evil in you, and you're not going to be evil. It says here, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. So we want to be what the Lord wants us to be. St. John in 4. Ask the Lord to have the gospel seed in our life. You know, sometimes, let me read this scripture first. St. John 4 and 35, it says, Jesus saith unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me, and to finish his work. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest. He that reapeth receiveth wages, and gathereth fruit unto life eternal, that both he that soweth and he that reapeth may rejoice together. In this scripture, as I was studying out, and like I said, I wasn't raised on a farm, but I'm not sure just how long it takes for corn to grow. But according to what I read in Matthew Henry, it was about 4 months. That's why it's saying that about 4 months you get a harvest. Anyways, trying to encourage the sower. That's really not a real long time, but maybe, you know, I know when we're waiting for something, 4 months can be quite a long time. Now, we are waiting many years to get the harvest of eternal life waiting for us. We're waiting many years. And we don't want to be weary in well-doing. For in due season ye shall reap if ye faint not. We want to keep sowing the good seed. We want to keep pressing on. We want to keep trying. We don't want to get discouraged. The word discouraged is not going to be in our vocabulary, is it? We're not going to say it, even if we say, I am discouraged. We're not going to say that. We're going to ask the Lord to help us. No matter how bad it gets, we're not going to say, I'm discouraged. We're going to say, by God's grace, he's going to help me. He's going to help me through this. Because, you know, we don't want to go on the enemy's territory. We don't want the devil to discourage us. We don't want him to get us down. We want to get our blessing. Our reward is coming. Our heavenly home. It's coming. These things shall pass and life be sweeter. And, you know, it's going to be all right. We're going to make it and we're going to see Jesus. And I don't know what God's blessed us all in so many blessings. And I know we all have had different things, but still, all in all, he's blessed us with so many blessings. And most of all, salvation. And most of all, his sweet Holy Spirit. And our church family and our loved ones and our family, our husband and our wives or our children, our grandchildren, our friends, everybody we love, the saints, everybody that's in our life, he's blessed us. And he's blessed us. My dear mother is still living and she's almost 81 years old. That's a blessing to me. And, you know, I enjoy that because my daddy's gone, but I enjoy that, talking to my mother. And, you know, years go so fast But you know, God has gave us so many blessings. So we want to keep sowing righteousness. We want to keep sowing holiness. We want to keep sowing the good things that God, and look forward to the blessings He's got in store for us. He never sends problems or trials unless He's going to give us a blessing too. I believe that. If we'll be faithful, if we'll hold on, the blessing's coming, the rainbow's coming. We are sure the sun is shining just behind the cloud. When Noah, you know, Noah, I don't know how poor Noah felt, but I can imagine being in that ark for so long, and there, you know, he sent the little dove out, and it might have been he sent it out, and it came back with this little twig, and he knew he could land, and he could put an offering and all that. But the Lord said, I'll send my rainbow. And when you look at that rainbow, you know that I will never destroy the world again with a flood. He said, this is my promise to you. You know, and so he did bless him, didn't he? He sowed the seed of righteousness. He believed God when everyone else was mocking him. He still believed God. And when he got through all that ordeal, there was the rainbow. There was God's promise, like we heard this morning. There was the blessing. It's the same with us. If we'll be faithful, if we'll keep sowing righteousness, it's going to produce a reward. It has to. That is the law of God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. And don't think of it as a bad thing. Think of it as a good thing for you. For what a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is a message for, I want it to be encouragement that whatever you sow in righteousness is going to reap a reward. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep being faithful to God. Pray for me that I want to be faithful to the Lord.